New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I was ambushed on my phone last night
by
one Steve Sipple.
No, you weren't ambushed.
Mocking me about the Miami Heat's opening loss to the Magic via Alex, grandson Alex, just in a great mood. You know, I've already had enough... A bad week with sports. I get added on with the Heat piled on by Alex over here, Bill.
Was it their opening game?
It was. It was in Miami. They lost.
You're telling me an opening game in the NBA would actually concern you or bother you at all?
No, I'm just saying that it was brought up via text. Hey,
no, it wasn't.
The Heat
you
lost
brought it
to
up.
My Magic. That's great.
9.02 p.m. yesterday. Magic pounding the Heat. Face plant.
I did say
that's
that.
You.
Yeah.
I didn't.
And you responded by a screenshot by Alex of saying, yeah, the Magic are pounding the Heat.
Yeah, well, Alex had it on his TV, and I'm always struck by there's a young man in extreme Southeast Lincoln watching the Orlando Magic. Every game. Every single game.
Any NBA game is shocking until it gets like to the semi. Well, I'd watch any playoff.
The semifinals.
I'd watch any playoff game, technically. I really
would. Yeah,
I'd watch playoffs. I really would.
Well, again, is there an
in-season tournament? Because that's what really intrigues me.
I think there is. I don't like it. I don't understand the point of it. Someone please explain to us why this is something that exists.
I think it's extra money for the players.
They need more. They're getting big contracts.
Well, it is a big deal for the younger guys. I mean, they can get a $500,000 shot. That's pretty good.
So this is all for the rookies then?
I'm not saying that. I don't know what it's for.
I saw it last year. I was very confused by the point of it, why it was happening.
I just know that somebody was explaining the significance to me. That was part of it. That was one of the five things. The younger players can make a big bunch of cash that aren't getting paid that much. Yeah, Jake, you just said at one point, just wasting my life and my time.
Is this the same as being, what was it? What was the one before? 33 years
of
betrayal.
Betrayal. I don't think the Heat have betrayed me. They have won titles. They have been in finals before. They have not betrayed me. They have been a very fine franchise. Not mad at them. But the other teams, yeah, Dolphins, mostly.
Nebraska
has betrayed me, probably.
Utter betrayal.
You think Spoelstra called an early practice this morning to get things right with Pat Riley?
Pat Riley got honored last night as in the Hall of Fame of the Heat.
I like it when you talk NBA. Did he really?
Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it. This is
an NBA show.
It's the rarest exception because I got mocked by you and Alex last night via the text. Yeah, I did.
You brought it up, and I sent you a screenshot.
I sent it because I knew that Alex would appreciate seeing that I was paying attention to the Heat. I did not watch a second of the game. I saw the box score. Saw the game cast. They're getting pounded. Well, Alex is having a good night.
The Magic are 1-0.
The Heat are 0-1. And there we go. There's your NBA talk.
And there's one other thing.
What? What's that?
I was alerted yesterday. You mentioned the Celtics on the spillover.
Yeah, they had 29 three-pointers. Bill, they had 29 threes in the opening
game. They took 91. They're 29 for 91. You can double-check.
They took 91 three-pointers?
That's what my dad texted me.
I don't...
91. He said, my dad's not...
I don't think that's possible.
My dad's not an idiot.
Someone check that up
right now.
He said Celtics shot 91. I repeat, 91 threes.
Let's check this out real quick.
The 29 doesn't really do a whole lot for me.
Well, that's 30%.
Yeah, it's a little below.
Okay, they took 61 threes.
Oh my God, my dad's.
Okay, but think about this.
That's 47%.
29 of 61 is insane.
That's incredible. Yeah.
That's insane.
I just couldn't imagine since that guys would want to try to get up 93 pointers if they get a chance. I couldn't imagine watching that
Dad,
game.
What would you? I mean, be careful with your facts.
Imagine
please.
Even watching that game. Just cross the half court line. Chuck.
Celtics shot. Chuck. He said, "I repeat 91 threes."
No, well, I'll repeat this. They took 95 total shots. 61 threes in the game.
Yeah.
132-109, and that's remarkable.
NBA talk.
That's all I get for NBA. That's not the end of Idle Chit Chat. That's the end of NBA Idle Chit Chat. There was a chance, very strong chance, you did not watch, listeners, one of the most epic games of the football season last night.
I needed 20 minutes of Idle Chit Chat, if possible.
We should do 2 hours of it.
We could. Bill, would you tell people what happened last night on a Wednesday night in college football?
Kennesaw State at 0-6 beat undefeated 5-0 Liberty at home. And there was a double field storming.
Double
field storming. They stormed the field, then determined there was 1 second on the clock. Made everyone get back in the stands, play one more play. Didn't score, obviously. They restormed the field.
How long was the first field storming before they pulled them off?
It was a solid 10, 12 minutes. People are dancing. Phones are out. All of a sudden, the last play is under review. Please clear the field. Had to get the defense back on the field, the offense back on the field. Oh, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. They're 0-6, and they beat the team that was leading the league, Liberty.
If you look at the CBS sports rankings, they're like seen as worse than Kent State, who is the contender for the worst team in college football.
What league are we talking about here?
Kennesaw State. Let me check real quick. You know what they are, Bill?
Are they Conference USA? I think it's Conference USA. That's what I believe it is. It's not the AAC.
Kennesaw State.
Yeah, it's the Conference USA.
I think you're correct. Kennesaw State is Conference USA.
Is there a Sun Belt still exist?
Look that up.
Does a Sun Belt still exist?
It does exist.
Yeah, it does absolutely exist.
You are right. They're in Conference USA. Kennesaw State, 27-24, as 27.5-point underdogs last night, beat, as Bill said, 5-0 Liberty. A win this team... Beat an undefeated team. That doesn't happen in sports. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, it might happen week two.
Yeah, right.
Week two, not this time.
Not in midseason.
It was absolutely incredible. And then I also about lost my mind, though, because there was two buffoonery errors by Kennesaw late in the game that gave them, they should have never had a chance to touch the ball again.
Liberty?
They snapped the ball one time with 5 seconds on a running clock.
Okay.
And that was, you know, buffoonery. And they could have taken a timeout, ran all the way down, took a timeout, and then ran a play. If that happens, the last play of the game, there's only 4 to 5 seconds, and they run a play. You run a play called launch, where you drift out with the quarterback. You throw it as far as you can. The game's over. Instead, Liberty got two plays, and they should have had none. And so that's when buffoonery can hit you. But they made some critical errors at the end and time management, but didn't cost them. And it was incredible double field storming.
0-6 beats 5-0. Beautiful in college football. That's why you play the game.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Kennesaw State had scored 5 points their previous game against a very bad team, Middle Tennessee State.
Middle Tennessee, they scored 5.
It was 14-5. Now, what's funny is that even though they suck, Kennesaw State, they again 1-6, they have one of the best kickers in the country. He's 11
really?
for 11.
We talked about
He hasn't missed this year, and that team's terrible.
Yeah. Is he hitting long ones?
Yeah, he hit one last night of decent. Like, he hit a 41-yarder, 31-yarder. Those aren't the longest ones, but still 11 for 11 on the season. That's good. Pretty good.
Really
good. For a team that's now 1-6 after a field storming
What a great job by the coaching staff. Getting your team ready to go. You're playing the best team in the league, and you're the worst team in the league. Now they are. Now they've moved themselves ahead of UTEP now in standings.
I mean, it's like Purdue beating Oregon. They lost 35-0 to Oregon at home.
It would be like that. Yes, it would be.
And
that's exactly right.
Kennesaw gets the dub. How about that?
It's amazing.
College football.
Wednesday night football.
Beautiful. I did not catch that one either, Bill. Wish I would had caught the field.
I was texting you though, Jake.
You did. I was informed about the incident, the situation in Kennesaw.
Yeah.
But
that's incredible. It's incredible.
Sip anything for you for idle chit chat besides mocking the Heat with through.
I wasn't mocking.
I got a screenshot from you of Alex's text.
I know. I just was just showing you that I knew what was going on.
Okay. All right. Fair.
I was tracking it. No, I don't. I don't think I have anything major. Major.
Okay. Just slow day for yesterday.
Mm-mm.
Busy writing.
Yeah. Very
writing.
Busy. Yeah.
A lot of writing.
Yeah. Not slow. Not slow.
Okay. All right, well, hope you enjoyed opening night NBA. I did not.
I don't think it was opening night. The previous night, I know.
There's two games the first day. This last night was the actual opening where everybody played.
Right.
Everyone played, except for Joel Embiid, who did not play for the Sixers.
Oh, he did not play.
Load management in game one.
Load management.
No, seriously?
Yes. He did not play.
The first three games. I read that. I read NBA stuff.
He's load managing?
Yes.
Don't do this to me.
The first game of the season, he did not play because of...
He's probably hurt. He's
low. Yeah, he might be hurt. Yeah. He's hiding that, but still, they're not saying
that. It was a long season.
82 games, which is... Plus, and the tournament's part of that or not part of that?
The tournament is the within.
Okay, yeah, that counts within the games.
It counts in the games, yes. Yeah.
All right, okay. There we go.
Yeah, they wouldn't play more than that.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Get the information here. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com and do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bedliners, paintless dent repair, and more. Again, 402-833-3858 or renewyourauto.com. Nebraska heads to Ohio State here on Saturday, 11 a.m. kickoff in Columbus. Big noon kickoff once again. The Huskers, I think I saw as of last night, were 26.5-point underdogs against the Buckeyes.
Load up on the Huskers.
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
Right.
Whoa. Load up. I do not, that number, that's a wow number, especially for 11 a.m. kick.
They're coming off of a 49-point loss, so again, you got to bounce back.
Just remember, but against Iowa in the first half, it was 7-0.
True. 7-0. Ohio State led. Ohio was 7-0 at half, and they pulled away in the second half. But the question I ask, you know, on behalf of people that want hope here in the state and hope that when they see Ohio State on the schedule in upcoming seasons, it's not just a, well, that's an L. Can Nebraska ever get on an even playing level with teams like Ohio State via the transfer portal and NIL? Right now, Indiana's a great story. We'll see again when Indiana plays Ohio State in a couple weeks if they are on a similar playing field or if they're still way off with what they have in the first year of Kurt Cignetti. But do you believe they can in the very near future, guys, get on a similar playing level with Ohio State, or is that just too much to ever ask for?
No,
it's not too much to ask for.
It's not too much.
No, not for
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home with fast shipping. And for a limited time, get 10% back when you join Wayfair Rewards. Shop early Black Friday deals now at wayfair.com. Terms apply.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Not for a storied program. Sometimes when it's like, hey, we got to get back, but you're Purdue. You're like, back? Get back where? You've never been in that conversation. So when you've been in those conversations, you always have a chance to get back when you've been in the conversation prior. That always gives you a great opportunity. And when, especially with an incredible fan base, always gives you a chance. And then, I mean, but that's all for overall like that, because we've seen it over and over again where it's not just a bankroll. I mean, the highest bankroll in baseball has been the Yankees for like the last, 70 years? They had the best winning, but when's the last World Series they won? 2009 is their last World Series, and they spend more money than anybody. So it's not always that. And just like right now, Vanderbilt, Alabama, where do you suppose the money's at? What do you think Pavia got to go to Vanderbilt?
I'd like to know what he got.
Not very much. I'm just going to tell you, not very
much.
And so you have all the, it's like, no, you think Indiana's bankroll is huge? You think those guys came over from JMU and just got a large duffel bag full of cash? No, they probably had something, but it wasn't ridiculous. There's no way that's the situation.
I have a text from, this is where the fan base is at. A lot, no, not all of them, but some of them. Yeah. Railroader Matt says to the question, I want to say yes, Jake, but my apathy says absolutely not. Hmm? That's what happens after 56-7. Now, if Nebraska had won the game against Indiana or lost by 7 points or 10 points, good game.
Right.
I don't think you have apathy right now. Again, 5-2 would still be 5-2, but not the way it went down. You really have let all the air out of this proverbial balloon this season.
Agreed. Yeah, if they won, it'd be a different conversation.
It would be. Yeah. You have any thoughts at all?
I mean, I just agree with what Bill's saying. I mean, can't push back.
Okay.
It's not healthy. So, yeah, I mean, it's good.
Do you have any thoughts for text 402-464-5685? But again, you look at Oregon obviously has a lot of money. That's why they can compete with Ohio State. You see that they bring in great players via high school and transfers, and I'm sure they're paying a significant amount to their players.
Other schools can. Nebraska can compete. I mean, they can get back. Just got to get it rolling. I mean, I don't know why they couldn't. You just have to tell me why they couldn't get back.
Again, they can, but it's the apathy question. Until they actually beat a team of significance, and it's not just a team that you should beat, your favorite to beat, you're going to have this given apathy by the fan base about, hey, here and what Matt Rhule addresses, here we go again. That mentality of here we go again when Matt Rhule is 2-21 against top 25 teams in his career. And Nebraska's lost a bunch of games in a row to ranked teams. Like that, you have to get over the hump at some point to have the fans believe that you can progress and become a competitive team in the upper half of the Big Ten Conference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
It is.
If you base everything just off of payroll, there are so many things to that. And so there's other ways, obviously, to have your success and be able to get things done. It does matter, though. You have to have some form of it. I've always said that when you have someone of interest, which means a fan base of interest, and you've had great success in the past, then you always have a great chance of getting back. And the fans in the stands really matter. It's a big deal. And so, like I said, just remember it. That's always the thing I talk about with college football. Always remember the number one thing is to make sure you take care of the fans. That's why I think scheduling great games take care of the fans. Because you saw it was like in COVID. When the fans don't, there's no fans in the stands, this game sucks. it really does. And so when people stop attending games, that's when you're going to have, that's when you have major issues.
That's true. it's amazing right now the difference of people on the YouTube chat, how it's going.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm getting called out, and listeners are getting called out. That's what happens after games like Saturday.
What's the
David
problem?
David says, Jake, are you ever not negative Nancy? I was pretty positive when Nebraska was 5-1. I feel like I was positive.
Yeah.
I was concerned about some things with the rushing game with Nebraska's.
I think you were just posing a question.
I was posing a question for conversation. Yeah. Yeah. David. Yeah. That's not David from a different David. That's not David from Renew.
Is it Bolt?
David. It's not Bolt either. Okay. It's a different David.
Well, they lost 56-7. I mean,
everything's just uncomfortable. Yeah. Josh J at YouTube says 104 teams have beaten a ranked team since the last time Nebraska beat a ranked team.
There you go.
These are comfortable times in Nebraska.
So I propose idle chit chat for 2 hours.
I would. I mean, it's not a bad thing at this point with the way Nebraska's going. They're 5-2.
There were people who suggested to me that we do idle chit chat for 2 hours. I'm game.
NBA talk.
We have to bring Ben in. Ben, you'd have to come on air.
Well, Ben has takes for days. We all know that.
Ben will have a lot of insight on it.
It would be good to have Ben in here.
Travis.
We could use Ben in here.
Travis says, I saw 4-2 go to 5-7 really quick last year. That's the facts, unfortunately. November terrifies me for Nebraska once again this season.
Yeah, now, you're not being out of line.
That I understand that that's happened before, whatever, but if November terrifies you with UCLA rolling in here with 1-2 wins and going to SC, that's a complete debacle, the worst season they may have ever had in the last 50 years. Iowa, no, don't see it. The four teams you play after this game right there, you should be, I mean, will they not be favored? They'll be favored against UCLA. They'll probably be favored against USC.
Not sure about that one. I don't know about that one.
USC's 3-4, Steve. Tell me, they just got beat by Maryland.
Yeah,
they went over there.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'm an idiot on football stuff, so Steve pointed that out yesterday.
Favored. No, I don't think they'll be favored.
Yeah.
From the text line, someone is yelling. Should I yell this one out? Because it's in all caps. It's not always in all caps. It's not negative. It's just the way it is. Neither Jake nor the Breakers are responsible for the way it is.
Right. No, 100%. I mean, yeah. It's just, what do you say? Until it happens.
Yes. From the text line, someone says, Sip, where is our Iowa State update? You have promised Iowa State updates every day. They're 7-0.
We can do that later.
We'll give us the standard.
I'll do that during the spillover.
Okay.
About that.
Idle chit. The extended idle chit chat for the spillover?
Yes.
Okay. Ron says he's on board for extended idle chit chat as well. Because these are sad, depressing times after what happened on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you.
And now, here's what needs to happen. Now, Nebraska is likely going to lose on Saturday at Ohio State. But I know that people are going to be saying, oh, here we go again, 5-3, going in November. They have to beat UCLA. This program, for the sake of the psyche of people living here that support this program, that watch across the country, I know that we don't like to use the term must win because it gets overused in the realm of sports. But if there's ever been a must win over the last couple of years more than UCLA to get that monkey off your back with three games to go and not saying, my God, we're going to blow the easy schedule with all these home games in September and the fact we don't have a monster besides Ohio State, I guess no Indiana on the schedule, it's going to be a must win. It's going to be a lot of pressure.
Important. I'll say important.
I'm going to go must win. Because if they lose again, they're 5-4.
It's pretty close to it, Jake.
They go 5-4, and then now you've got, again, a bye week, but USC, Wisconsin, Iowa.
I'll go must.
You're going to go must win?
Yeah. It's big.
Okay.
But they're all big. I mean, anytime you lose is big. You know.
Nels in Big Fork, Montana says, Jake, my apathy asks, any Kennesaw State or JMU players/staff we can go after? I would go after the kicker, but the whole country wants the kicker from Kennesaw State. Everybody's going to want that guy.
Yeah.
Everybody.
11 for 11. No matter what you say, it's good. Every time he goes out there, he performs. Wherever they put him at, he performs.
He does. He's 11 for 11. Someone says, my question is, who cursed the Huskers and when? How can we break this curse on the program? This is the talk you get into right now. People want some voodoo doll.
I don't think there's
a curse. People want some voodoo doll. Who's got the voodoo doll?
Yeah, I don't think there's a curse.
I don't believe in curses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. So I think there'll be, yeah, I'd have a hard time thinking the voodoo doll would save it.
Voodoo doll.
Beef Tacos says, I'm 25. I was born in 1998. My Husker football memories are all from the Bo era. So for fans like me, Ohio State is unattainable. So many of these negative things that permeate the program seem baked into that cake.
Yeah, I don't know. What to say. There's negative thing. I guess negative is equals losing. Losing equals negative. There's a lot of positive things that happen, but until you lose, I guess you just, it's a negative conversation, I guess. I don't know. This 56-7 has caused some problems.
So uncomfortable. They've caused the whole week to just be sad in here.
Yeah.
I'm not sad. Sad in the state, sad in businesses who were excited about where the season was going, which it still can go there,
yeah, but it still can.
It just took a massive drop in terms of belief and expectation.
And a lot of that is because of who they play next.
Correct. If they didn't play Ohio State, you played UCLA this week. Okay. Right. Well, it'd be a lot different.
I think it'd be a little different conversation. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yes. From YouTube, a couple more comments before we get to break. Let's see. Josh says, Mikey says, I will believe rule is changing it when I see it. Words are cheap at this point. Let's see it on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly. But I don't think Matt Rule would disagree with that. You know.
He wants to be a ranked team badly.
Yeah.
Get that monkey off his own back.
Yeah,
not just him. He's got his own personal streak, not just Nebraska. It goes back to him as well. Temple and Baylor not beating ranked teams.
Right,
not beating ranked teams. All right. Well, before we get to break, I think we could all once again use some early bird. We're
the bird
very hungry. How does a burrito sound?
But burrito sounds okay.
Yeah. How about chicken fried steak? Which is what, Bill?
Smothered
chicken fried steak. You could get a variety of pancakes, blueberry. Cinnamon roll pancake.
That sounds good.
That sound good?
Yeah.
You could get scrambled eggs and a bush slice if you want for breakfast.
That sounds pretty good.
Or can you park there?
You could.
How much would it cost, though?
It would cost you $3.99. Yeah. Nothing at all.
$3.99.
It's free. Absolutely free. And lots of parking.
$3.99 is one of my best. I've never heard that.
Well, now you can use that going forward.
Is that just something that came out now, or is this something that's been done in radio before?
I've heard that one before.
This has been done in radio before?
I don't want to say I brought that up myself. But
you brought it.
Thank you. I'll claim it. And, of course, the world-famous Hash Hole.
Jesus.
Got me. That's two days in a row.
Please stop
Jamie,
by.
Jamie, we'll fix that.
19th and K. Again, lots of parking, free parking. Also locations in Omaha and Iowa if you want to get there. And also one in Blackstone up there in Omaha. When we come back.
What a great area that is.
It is. Who is the most disappointing team so far in college football? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.